is taking place at the African Nations Championship Football Tournament. Remember, VOA football fans, this tournament, also called CHAN, is for home-based players in Africa. So European-based stars like 2015 African Footballer of the Year, Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang of Gabon, who is based in Germany, are not eligible. In the first semifinal in Kigali, the 2009 CHAN champion, the Democratic Republic of Congo, holds a 1-0 lead over Guinea in extra time. Jonathan Bolingi Mpangi had the goal for the DRC in the 102nd minute. We hope to have that final result for you before I go off the air this evening. In the second semifinal on Thursday, Mali will go up against Ivory Coast in the fourth edition of the African Nations Championship. In English Premier League football action Tuesday, Jamie Vardy had two second-half goals, including a stunning volley at the hour mark to lift top-of-the-table Leicester City to a 2-0 victory over visiting Liverpool. Vardy now has 18 goals for the season, tops in the EPL. The surprising Foxes of Leicester remain 3 points ahead of Manchester City, which defeated Sunderland 1-0 on a goal by Argentine striker Sergio Aguero in the 16th minute. In another EPL result, West Ham defeated Aston Villa 2-0. Senegal's Cheikou Kouyaté sealed the victory for West Ham with a goal in the 85th minute. Over the weekend, Man City cruised to a 4-0 victory over Aston Villa in the FA Cup. A teenage striker from Nigeria was the man of the match for Man City. So says our football guru, David Legg.
Nigerians must be very pleased indeed. Iheanacho, Kelechi Iheanacho of Manchester City, he scored a hat-trick as Manchester City hammered fellow Premiership club Aston Villa 4-0 in the fourth round of the FA Cup. It was a break from league action in England at the weekend. It was the FA Cup, which is widely regarded as the number one club cup competition in the world. They're very popular with a long history and a lot of interest in this competition. So well done to Kelechi Iheanacho of Nigeria. And he was not the only Nigerian to score. Odion Ighalo, he scored for Watford. He only scored once, unlike the hat-trick of his compatriot. But it was enough to give Watford a 1-0 away victory over Nottingham Forest. Another African on target in the fourth round of the FA Cup was Aruna Kone from Ivory Coast. He scored the first goal as Everton won 3-0 at Carlisle. Yet another African scorer was Bertrand Traoré of the Burkina Faso. He scored one of the five goals as Chelsea hammered Milton Keynes Dons by 5-1. And still on the theme, Sonny, of African goals in Europe, you've guessed it. It's that man again, Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang, the African Footballer of the Year for 2015. And we commented last week that something very rare happened. He didn't score. He was obviously listening in to the Voice of America because he made up for it, Sonny, at the weekend. He scored both goals for Borussia Dortmund in a 2-0 win over Ingolstadt. Goals after 77 and 86 minutes. And that raised to 20 the number of Bundesliga goals that Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang has scored this season for Borussia Dortmund.
Speaking of the Bundesliga, David, can you give us an update on the tables in that league as well as in Spain?
Yeah, certainly, Sonny. And despite all those goals from Aubameyang, which makes him the leading scorer in the Bundesliga, Borussia Dortmund, although they're in second place, find themselves 8 points behind, you've guessed it, Bayern Munich. Every year, Bayern Munich dominate in Germany. It's a long, long time, Sonny, since they did not win the German title. After 19 rounds, Bayern have got 52 points, Borussia Dortmund 44, and then you've got to go way back to 34 points for the third-place team, which is Hertha Berlin. The fourth-place team are Bayer Leverkusen with 31 points, and then comes Schalke with 30, and Borussia Mönchengladbach with 29. So I don't think you need to be particularly brave, Sonny, to put a few dollars on the fact that Bayern Munich are once again going to win the German Bundesliga. And I think it's a fair bet as well that Borussia Dortmund will finish second. They're 8 points behind Bayern, but significantly they're 10 points in front of third place, Hertha Berlin. And then if we move on, Sonny, to the Spanish La Liga, arguably the best league in the world, the really big match, the dominant one at the weekend, was that between the leaders, Barcelona and Atletico Madrid. They were level on points going into it. Atletico took the lead, but Barcelona hit back, and it's my team of not really having to guess too hard who scored. And, of course, it's Mr. Messi himself. He got the equalizer, and then Suarez got the winner. They're, of course, part of this dream Barcelona attack, which is completed by Neymar of Brazil. So Koke scoring for Atletico Madrid, Messi equalizing, and Suarez scoring the winner. All the goals coming in the first half. Now, the one thing about Atletico Madrid is they tend to be temperamental, and I'm afraid that was shown up very badly in the match against Barcelona. They had two players sent off. They finished with nine men, and that, of course, in the closing stages, went very much against them as they sought an equalizer. And Sonny, the tackling, some of it was absolutely ferocious. When those Atletico Madrid players get red cards, it's for the most unbelievably nasty tackles. It looks like they're trying to decapitate their opponents. You know, they leave the referees with absolutely no options. At the same time, Real Madrid, who, of course, one can never underestimate with the likes of Ronaldo in the side, they won 6-0 against Espanyol. And speaking of Ronaldo, he scored a hat-trick, one of the goals coming from a penalty. And you also look at their other scorers. It includes Benzema from France and Rodriguez from Colombia. Now, what does all this mean for the log? Well, Barcelona are out in front with 51 points from 21 games. Atletico Madrid have got 48 from 22, and Real Madrid have got 47 from 22, and I guess we can just include Villarreal because they've got 44 from 22. So to summarize, Sonny, Barcelona, with a game in hand, have got a 3-point lead over Atletico Madrid and a 4-point lead over Real Madrid. So you've got to say at this stage, in tennis parlance, it's advantage Barca.
Well, David, when you have Lionel Messi in your lineup, I think it's often advantage Barca. That's our football guru, David Legg. In more African football news, Gambia has named Sang Endong as the head coach of its national team, nicknamed the Scorpions. Coach Endong has stepped in as interim coach of the Scorpions on several occasions. He was previously let go as the permanent coach for Gambia in 2003. Endong signed a 2-year deal with the Gambia Football Federation, and he replaces Swiss coach Raoul Savoy, who left in December. Endong had been coaching the local club, Banjul Hawks, in Gambia's capital.
Hey, g'day, mates. Remember me? This is the old sports emperor with a red-hot listening tip. That's right. Give a listen to my pal, the bright and lively Sunny Man on the sunny side of sports, right here on the Voice of America.
Hello, Africa. Dr. Larry Zamoja here, Chairman, Chief Executive, Sports Radio 88.9 Brilla FM. Keep getting sporty sunshine with Sunny Young. We all do at Sports Radio 88.9 Brilla FM, broadcasting out of the cities of Lagos, Abuja, Kaduna, and Onitsha in Nigeria, as well as the World Wide Web on www.brillafm.net. I tell you this. It's always a thrill, yes, a thrill, to remain on the sunny side on Brilla with Sunny. Keep listening, Africa.
Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all the way. It will keep on the sunny side of life.
America, VOA, Washington. I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Voice of America, they're playing back.
Here in Washington, President Barack Obama has honored the National Basketball Association champion Golden State Warriors at the White House. President Obama's favorite sport is basketball, and he's described Golden State star Stephen Curry as the best long-range shooter he's ever seen. Curry and the Warriors are here in Washington to play my favorite NBA club, the Washington Wizards, later Wednesday night at Verizon Center Arena, located just a few blocks from our Voice of America headquarters. The Warriors are off to one of the best starts in NBA history, having won 44 of their first 48 games. My beloved Wizards, meanwhile, have been less than magical. They have a losing record, 21 wins and 25 losses, and Washington's defense is rated one of the worst in the league. That does not bode well when you're facing a team like Stephen Curry and the Warriors, who excel with a fast-paced style and excellent long-range shooting. Let's go back to Rwanda's capital, Kigali, now for an update on the first African Nations Championship football semifinal. We're in a penalty kick shootout between the Democratic Republic of Congo and Guinea. The penalty kick shootout is knotted up at 2-2. Thrilling stuff in Kigali. The match was 1-1 after 90 minutes and extra time. So the winner of the shootout will advance to the final at the fourth Chan tournament. On Sunday, we'll have the second semifinal between Mali and Ivory Coast. But they're in a penalty kick shootout in Kigali, RD Congo and Guinea. I'm VOA Sonny Young.